All right, major breaking news. I have to show you all the exact moment that New York City mayoral candidate Brad Lander was arrested on camera by masked federal agents at an immigration court in Lower Manhattan. Look at this. This man on the right is hiding behind a mask. This dude here also has a face mask on. You know, these same people were saying during COVID that they couldn't breathe through masks. Now they are conveniently wearing masks to an arrest so that they can, you know, detain a mayoral candidate and the New York City comptroller as well. And what did this guy do? What was his crime? His crime was nothing. Simply walking with an immigrant out of the courtroom after their case was dismissed. And I want to play you the clip in just one second, but this follows a pattern of escalatory actions from the Trump admin. And, you know, saying escalatory actions is a soft way of saying authoritarian actions, but the word escalatory really paints the picture of how the Trump admin works, because the job of the president of the United States, the commander in chief, is supposed to have a steady hand, calm things down, and de-escalate. Now, whenever anything happens, whether it's small protests in California, Trump escalates with the National Guard and then the Marines in a very authoritarian way. When Iran and Israel break out into war, Trump doesn't de-escalate. He is now calling for the death of the Ayatollah on Truth Social. He escalates, and then in a top-down manner, ICE agents across the country begin to follow. And you don't have to imagine authoritarianism or the chilling effect in America. You just have to watch this video right here that I'm about to play. The chilling effect happens when multiple Democratic officials are arrested or detained over the course of 1 week for softly pushing back against the admin's deportation policies. And then this happens. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you follow to join along the ride in Mockler Media and watch this clip. Sorry to pause, but Brad Lander, as you can see, is a little bit back there. He's the white dude that my cursor is on right now. He's very clearly being manhandled back there.
Any problem. I will let go and show me that you just warrant. Where is it?
Sir,
where is the warrant?
I would like to see the warrant.
I would like to see the warrant.
He is repeating, I would like to see the warrant. Let me play it one more time. He has not given up. I love the fierceness.
Is it?
Sir,
where is the warrant?
I would
like to see the warrant.
I would like to see the warrant. And then I will let go. I would like to see the warrant.
And then I will let go.
I would like to
see the warrant.
And then I will let go.
Take him in. 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 Let's go.
You don't have the warrant.
You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
Sir,
you don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
He said you need a warrant to arrest a U.S. citizen. You don't have the authority to arrest a U.S. citizen. And he was grabbing on to the immigrant who just left the courtroom and said, I need to see a warrant. He was standing up for the immigrant, and look what happens. He gets arrested.
You don't have the warrant.
You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
Sir,
you don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
You don't have to. I'm not obstructing. I'm standing right here in the hallway. I asked to see the judicial warrant. By asking for a judicial warrant, you don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens asking for a judicial warrant.
Sorry. No way. I'm safe. Where are you taking him? Hello.
Since you have no authority to arrest U.S. citizens, where are you taking me? And with what authority?
That's incredibly chilling. They were asking, why are you arresting the New York City comptroller and where are you taking him? And they wouldn't answer. Then they said Lander was arrested for, quote, assaulting law enforcement and impeding a federal officer. But the footage tells a different story. He did not insult anybody. Lander was unarmed. He was walking down the hallway, and they were mobbing him. I mean, look at Twitter's reaction. I want to read the article in 1 second, but Mike Nella says, this photo of ICE arresting Brad Lander, whose only crime was asking to see a warrant, is effing insane. What is happening to this country? Wow, everybody is posting this photo. Brad Lander just posted 30 minutes ago. Hi, it's Meg again. Brad is still in ICE custody. We are grateful to the many friends, supporters, and allies who have gathered in Federal Plaza. Together, we are standing up for those with no voices. And now, people in the plaza, including Zohran, you know, I'm not from New York City. I go there for work a lot. Please don't elect Cuomo. Please choose Zohran or Landers. And please don't elect Cuomo. That's just not a good look. Not a good look. Now, to continue, Brad Landers says, this is Meg, Brad's wife. While escorting a defendant out of immigration court at 26 Federal Plaza, Brad was taken by masked agents and detained by ICE. This is still developing, and our team is monitoring the situation closely. Art said, Donald Trump's ICE Gestapo has arrested a New York City comptroller, Brad Lander. This is ridiculous. And then when the article broke, it reads, Brad Lander was arrested by masked federal agents. Yeah, can we also point out the hypocrisy of them now wearing masks after Trump said it is illegal to wear masks? So instead of answering about a warrant and following the law, ICE agents in face masks who are feeling uniquely brave pin him to the wall and drag him away in handcuffs without ever showing the warrant, without ever following the proper processes, and without ever identifying themselves. And they do all of this to an elected official, someone who is visible, you know, who puts his face out there, and they did it while they were behind masks. And really quickly, I'm going to read this article in a second, but this isn't just about Lander, because the immigrant walking beside him, whose case had just been dismissed, was also arrested. Masked agents from ICE, the FBI, and even the Treasury Department lined the halls like it was some kind of occupied territory, not some courtroom, and then began to kind of like suffocate Lander. As you can see it in the clip, they're barely even letting him get through the hallway. Then they claim it's straight objection after the fact. So this is part of a bigger problem that we're seeing after Trump returned to office, both with escalatory patterns from law enforcement, but just aggressive deportations and arrests for people who were getting their cases dismissed and who were following the proper processes. Let's read this. So the Department of Homeland Security put out a propaganda statement and said, quote, our heroic ICE law enforcement officers face a 400% increase in assaults. It is wrong that politicians seeking higher office undermine law enforcement safety to get a viral moment. That is not what happened. Brad Landers was trying to say, you need a warrant. You don't have the jurisdiction or the authority to just arrest a U.S. citizen with no warrant, which is insane. He was arrested, according to video footage of the incident, as he and his staffer walked with an immigrant. Additional footage of the arrest shows Lander telling immigration officials, quote, I'm not obstructing. I'm standing right here in the hallway. I asked to see the judicial warrant. Quote, you don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens asking for a judicial warrant. The officials, two of whom were wearing masks, then pinned Lander to a wall and put him in handcuffs. It remains unclear why he was arrested, despite the Department of Homeland Security releasing some weird propaganda statement about him assaulting. Like, you think Brad Lander was standing in the hallway assaulting a bunch of officers? No. Mehdi Hassan then tweeted, yet another elected Democratic official violently arrested and detained by Trump's ICE Gestapo. This isn't frog in boiling water. The fascism is happening quickly, clearly, and brazenly. Very, very well said. And I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe to help boost it. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.